I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back.
Yeah, to part two of Private Parts. We're still here with Olivia Bentley. So your lube?
Yeah.
Does it work then?
Yes.
Really?
I've given you, you need to try
I've got it.
Wait, where's my sample?
And I think it's
in my pocket.
Let me know
I've got it
think.
Here. Here it is in this little capsule. I love it.
Smells good, doesn't it?
It's CBD, so it makes you more relaxed.
CBD enhances sensitivity.
Wow.
So it encourages blood flow to the area. So when you orgasm, it's just heightened compared to what it normally is. But
Can I
put some on you, James?
What are you going to put on me for?
Put it on your neck or something.
No,
but it doesn't feel lubey. It's not like sticky or...
No, I don't want it on me. You don't.
Come on.
No, why have you just put...
Come on.
Why am
Let's
I...
Let's try
it's
it
not,
out.
It's not perfume.
This make this a review show.
It's not... You put it on your finger.
It's on my finger.
Okay,
but
rub it
can
in.
I put it on your shaft?
No, just rub it into your hand.
What am I doing
Rub
here?
It into your hand. Here you go. There you go. Look, lovely.
Ooh. It's like a hand moisturizer.
It's not. It's like a,
now, so if I touch anyone on the street, they're just going to immediately orgasm. Thank you.
But I love the fact that we're having an open, honest conversation about sex. And that's it. So what is the lube called?
The lube is called JOMO London. So Joy of Missing Out.
Love
And
that.
Experiencing the here and now. So it was built through lockdown when it was, you know, like instead of having FOMO, like actually really enjoying what you're doing rather than... like chasing the party and trying to do all that sort of thing.
And wait, are you going to sell it on the website?
Yeah, selling it through Instagram and on a website.
God, this is so exciting, man.
I know.
For you.
I mean, it's so weird because it's taken so long to finally like get it together. So now, like launching it.
That is so epic. That's what most people just go, "Oh, I'm not going to do it. It's too hard," or whatever. And it's hard, right?
But it's also believing in the product, what you're doing. Like I think because it's sort of the whole thing about it is trying to take the shame and the seediness out of what comes with like lube and sex and all that stuff. So like the bottles. Really beautifully made, so you sort of have it on your bedside table. It doesn't look, you know, like, you know, if people had like their strawberry flavored whatever, you'd sort of hide it in the back of the cupboard, like you wouldn't want people to see it. This you can have it on your bedside table or in your handbag, or
no one really,
you wouldn't look at it and go, oh god. But it's sort of trying to make lube more of a like
elegant thing, a daily routine,
like, and also because it's oil based, it's pH friendly, which means, you know, a lot of girls sometimes can get STI or
you get
not
thrush.
STI, yeah, UTIs.
I did not know that you get thrush.
So do you know what happens?
No.
So a guy's semen changes the pH balance of a girl's vagina. So if a girl, have you ever, I know what guys like, they're like, oh, vagina smells. That is actually because of your semen a lot of the time.
I had no clue.
Don't you dare talk
it's
about our semen
on
like
you.
That.
Wait, hang on. Are you serious?
So yeah, so your semen is a different pH to the vagina. So it can mess with it.
Yours is very acidic, Jay.
Oh God.
It's literally like, have you seen the film Alien? Like in Burn Through Metal.
My semen's like acid.
Yeah. pH 1.
Is that
acidic?
pH 1. Is that why? So is that why it's a woman's vagina, it's because the guys make it smell?
Well, not make it smell.
It
just changes the balance of it, yeah. But there's,
God, I don't know what I can say.
You need to take back all of those things you said in the past now.
I've never said anything in the past. I remember that's I did not know that.
So yeah, some straight, and it's like girls should pee after they've had sex to sort of clear their vagina.
What? That is so unfair. You guys have so many things you have to worry about.
Mm.
Like I was thinking about this the other day. It's tough. You have to give birth. You have periods. You have to worry about your pH levels in your vagina. What do guys have to do? Guys, we don't have to worry about anything.
Just got to send that text the next morning. You couldn't even manage that. You bastard.
Dude, that is so insane. Are you really excited about it?
Yeah. Only because it's such a, like, I love, because obviously, like, oh, because we're talking about my hair loss, that's sort of like my whole thing is like talking about, I don't know, just.
Because your hair loss was it, your hair, and for anyone who doesn't know, Liv, you suffered with alopecia.
Yeah, from what I was like.
Which is, you can explain it. What is alopecia?
So alopecia is a hair loss, which I got from taking the contraception pill when I was 16. So I just had sort of bald patches on my head. Weirdly at the moment, well not weirdly, but luckily at the moment my hair's the best it's ever been. But
can you, so you're 16 years old, you go on the contraceptive pill because you want it to, you know, you're going to, you're having sex and you don't want to get pregnant.
Exactly.
And your hair starts falling out.
Yeah. I found a patch on the top of my head the size of like a 2p, 2 pence a penny. And I thought I'd just rip the hair out. Anyway, my mum, eventually I then went to the doctor because it wasn't growing back. And they said, yeah, it's alopecia.
Is that because of the hormonal imbalances from taking the pill?
Yeah, well, that's what triggered it. And it's a side effect of the pill.
Your immune system or something. Mm. Alopecia areata, like, it attacks like individual spots on your head,
yeah,
doesn't it?
So yeah. I never lost all my hair. I just had different patches that sort of come and go. But in the last year, I haven't had one, which has been good.
Wow. But also, for being... You know, you're 16 years old. That is the moment in anyone's life, typically, where you're worrying about, you become aware of what you look like, who you're dating, what's going on. And then to have something so physically...
It was awful.
Something means that your hair is everything, right? Yeah. And you start losing that.
And at that age, no one actually gives a shit about your personality. All they care about is the way you look.
Yeah.
And also, I hit puberty quite late, so I didn't have boobs. So essentially, I looked like a bloke. And then my hair started coming out, and I was like, for fuck's sake.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It couldn't get worse.
What did you become anxious, upset? What happened?
I was a bit hysterical at times. Like, I'd try and call my mum. I was at boarding school, so there wasn't a huge amount I could do. And then ended up just wearing wigs, hats. I went to go and try different treatments, but I then was doing my A-levels, and it was too time-consuming. And I think the more I put it to the back of my head, the more it sort of wasn't a thing. I like could just pretend I didn't have it.
Really?
And then damaged it more and more by putting hair extensions and stuff in.
So you're constantly trying to just cover it up, constantly trying to get rid of it the whole time.
Instead of trying to fix it or do something to help it.
And that's what must happen with a lot of people, right? Where they're just so nervous.
Yeah.
They just want to clear it up. So let's wear a wig, let's do this, let's do that.
Because I think no one also, people, when I was 16, no one really, I don't think I'd ever heard of it. I didn't know anyone else who had it, or it was very like, it wasn't really spoken about, and I didn't know.
No, you think it's, you typically think it's an older generational thing,
yeah,
right? That's what you
like, hair loss age 16. It's like, what?
Yeah.
But weirdly, since speaking about it, and I spoke about it on Chelsea, so many girls that age suffer with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's.
I remember you, I mean, you spoke about it, because, you know, I had my journey with my hair is nothing like this. I just receded, right? But yeah, which is totally different. But you actually. That is something that is so upsetting because you can't have any control over it.
Yeah.
And for you, but for many years, you dyed your hair, didn't you?
Dyed bleach blonde, which was probably the worst thing for it. But because I dyed it, the blonder it was, the less you could see the bald patches.
Because I think your hair looks so lovely.
Well, this is natural now. But so I bleached and bleached, and then being on the show and then getting trolled. People used to say horrible things, being like, "Where's that? What's wrong with your hair? You bald bitch!" Like all this stuff. And I was like,
what?
My God, it was a lot.
How do you live behind you? But you seem, it's so funny. I think, you went to boarding school. Yeah. So we all went to boarding school. And you typically find about people who go to boarding school, they find it quite difficult to talk about difficult scenarios because you almost, at boarding school, you never wanted to cry in front of your friends and that's, so you always suppressed your feelings.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, with you both, you two, I always think that you find it quite hard to talk about like sensitive things like that.
Yeah.
So you did you find it, you must have been, like, that's really upsetting.
It was,
yeah. Are you getting trolled and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, that was hard.
Bullshit.
And I remember I responded to someone once. This is before I'd spoken about the fact I had hair loss. I replied to someone once saying, listen, I have hair loss. That's why my hair does look a bit shit. And like, all this stuff. Anyway, they literally replied saying, you're a bald bitch. And I was like...
People are such pricks. Like, what? Where the hell
And
they?
I was like 22 at then. And it was
oh my God. And you're like, what have I put myself
literally.
Into?
Literally. Yeah. But then weirdly, after speaking about it, now I don't worry about it at all. I don't really wear my wig that much. I haven't worn it in ages, actually. Like, it doesn't bother me at all.
How long did it take you to build up the confidence to talk about it?
I talked about 3 years into the show.
Really?
Yeah, because then, so I didn't really wear any wigs, and then I started wearing one because my hair was getting worse. And because of filming all the time, it was just, instead of messing with it, I thought the best thing to do was just put the wig on, and then I didn't have to deal with it. Mm. But then, yeah, so it took about 3 years.
But then I think with all those things, like in life, right, when you start talking about something, it's something that you're so insecure about and so worried about. You get that echo back.
Mm.
People go, oh my God, thank you for talking about it. Because
and the
it
response
means, the response is amazing.
Mm. And that's why, like with the sex stuff, with the lube, I think so many people are so afraid of saying what they want or what they want to get out of things when they don't, they shouldn't need to. Like, what is the point in wasting your time lying about what you really want or not being honest? Like, realistically, if you're in a relationship with someone and you want them to do like a certain thing sexually or all that stuff, why wouldn't you just to start like be honest?
But I keep banging on about it. I just think it's such a it's such a hard thing to go through, and then having to deal with that, and then what do your family say?
They were. Well, none of my siblings, I mean, they all sort of knew about it. None of them had an issue with their hair, though. Like, they all, even my brother probably has the most hair. So they, it wasn't a thing for them. My mum was really sweet. But I remember there was one day I was at school sitting in my bed crying my eyes out and I couldn't get through to my mum because she'd taken my grandmother to the hospital and had to turn her phone off. And by the time she answered the phone, which was 3 hours later, I was hysterical because there was hair on the floor. It was in the shower. It was in my hairbrush. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. And I was sitting in my bedroom. None of my friends at school knew. None of the teachers knew. Like, I just didn't tell anyone. And I, like, it was, the more I was getting myself into a state, the more it was coming out. Like, it was bad at the time.
You suffer on your own, don't you?
Yeah. And because no one, like, it was such a weird thing. I don't know why I didn't turn to any of my friends and go, listen, all my hair's falling out.
Because
what
you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed.
Yeah, it's
at that age, it's so hard to do anything like that. Because I think at like 16, we're so fickle, right? Like you said so earlier, people just like, they care about looks.
Yeah. But I think this is why sometimes now I get worried with like the way Instagram is. I think everyone has an idea of the way we should look. And I think people need to remember that is not the way we need to look. And I think, you know, you see all these girls with loads and loads of hair. What people don't appreciate is half that is not actually their hair. It's a wig or it's hair extensions. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
And it's the same with like cosmetic work. I think people look, and I think we're all going to end up morphing into one person if we all have the same stuff.
Well, we all have this like idea of perfection, right? That we want to reach. And actually that no one's perfect anyway. Yeah.
You look at Judge Rinder's Instagram a lot, don't you?
Oh my God, it's what happened. Tristan and I went to St. Lucia for New Year's. And honestly, Tristan goes, it's so weird, Jamie Lang's it. And I was like, no, it's not. And he goes, it's Judge Rinder in the gym with him.
Shut up.
Honestly, Judge Rinder. I was like,
Jamie's in
gone
the
up
gym
to him and said, hey, Jamie.
yeah. I get that all the time, but people on. I saw a picture of me and Judge Rinder together, and as in like he was on when I did Strictly, and he was wearing an outfit. And honestly, he was like, I didn't. Is that me? I was like, what's that? I don't remember doing that. But I think it's amazing that Live First, you talk about it. I think that's so cool, man. And the fact that you obviously will also just help so many men and women talk about it, because you know I think. Men, it's tricky for sure, but I think women, it must be even harder because hair for, I've experienced my hair issues, as I said, but it's not so much as an identity, I think, sometimes it's for women.
For women, it's so much a part of the sort of the feminine look, isn't it? To have like lots of hair and it be luscious and all
that
stuff.
It is, and I think that's, but everyone grew up thinking that. Like, yeah. I think a lot of people use their hair as it's their thing. Mm. My hair's never been my thing, so I don't have to worry about it. Like, I remember my sister lost her shit with my mother because she had it all cut off, ran away. My sister ran away. She's like, I'm not racking, all this stuff because her hair was cut. But I think, it's a lot of people's like sort of mask, I suppose.
It does. And also that's typically what happens, that, oh God, I'm going to cut my hair off because I'm going to get rid of my identity. All this kind of stuff where you had no choice with it. I think it's an amazing thing. But also that's so good because what you're, this is why with the lube is so good, because you're normalizing everything.
Yeah, and that's what I want. And I think also I would never want anyone to feel ashamed or embarrassed to the point that they didn't want to talk to anyone, or that they're like, I think it's suffering in silence, which I don't like.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Do you have sex with the lights on or lights off?
Bit of both.
Do you? Oh, hello.
I thought you were about to say wig on, wig off.
Do you do a wig on or wig off?
Yeah, I had a really awful time once with the wig. I was like, 18 and a one night, a gentleman friend over the evening. And anyway, I had my wig on. In the middle of the night, it got so hot. I was like, I'm going to take it off. So I took it off and threw it in the corner. It was like quite dark in the morning. Anyway, the guy wakes up and goes, oh my God, I'm really allergic to cats. And I was like, this is weird. I don't own a cat. Pointed at the wig. And so pure embarrassment, I went, oh, I'm so sorry. Picked it up and then stroked it out of my room. And then I threw it in the corner. I was like, what am I doing?
You picked up the wig.
Did you?
Stroked it. Like
that. You have to feed it in the kitchen.
My poor wig.
You pretended it was a cat.
He thought it was, and I was like,
oh my God.
What was even weirder is that he didn't realize I had no hair in the morning. Anyway.
Oh, I don't think also the funny, it's always the same thing. Typical thing is that we as humans worry so much about ourselves that we think other people are going to judge us.
Oh yeah, no one
And most
knows.
People, no one notice. Mm. They don't care or notice.
Like for a long time, when I was doing Celebs Go Dating, no one knew I was wearing a wig. Like, they all just thought it was my hair.
I never knew you were wearing a wig, Liv. I honestly never, ever, I just didn't even notice anything. Are you quite comfortable with sex, mate? Are you quite comfortable with that kind of area stuff?
I'm not too...
Do you do it with the lights on?
I actually have a strobe light. Yeah, strobe lights and just sort of like pumping techno. That's kind of the way I roll.
Do you get embarrassed?
Are you a lights on?
I wasn't free. I used to get, yeah, I didn't, I wasn't that comfortable with it for some reason, but now I couldn't care. But before I wasn't that comfortable. Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe from a, I didn't know what, also before, I tell you, until I was 27, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I had no clue. I was like, what the hell goes on here? I don't get it. So, and also you, there's, like I said before, there was so much more to do with like girls. You have to please them in so many different ways. And a guy is just like a rod, just touches and it goes on.
These days, you're pretty much salt bait, but with sex.
Yeah, I think I am. But do you, so just going back to Chelsea stuff, but you still enjoy it though, don't you?
Doing main Chelsea, no,
you still enjoy sex, right? But doing main Chelsea, you still enjoy it?
Yeah, I still enjoy it. It's good. It's hard when you're in a relationship, obviously it's hard. Like Tristan and I obviously broke up.
So what, I've literally not tuned in. What's been going on?
So we're back together.
Yeah, when did that happen?
About, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago.
You got back together a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, so we broke up for about 3 months and then decided we still loved each other. Sad as that is.
No, that's not so
I love that you say it with like refrain, like it's a bad thing. It's a good thing, right?
I cringe about this sort of thing. Yeah, but,
yeah, no, but don't cringe about it. It's so sweet. It's hard having a relationship with a TV
show. That's the next barrier you need to break down. So you've done the hair, you've done sex. Now you need to talk about love openly. Oh, that's your biggest one. You hate that shit.
What is the ticket? What is the sort of, what is the juice to a good relationship?
It's a CBD oil-based.
All Mitten does is smell a lube, naturally. Oh, because you've rubbed it in your hands. All I can smell is that lube.
Yeah, it's good. You're gonna get to know that smell every Wednesday, buddy. So.
Oh, God.
But wait, so what do you think it is?
Communication. Outfit. And that is where Tristan and I struggled for a long time. Because, so really, have you ever read people's love languages? Also, like, you know...
Yeah, Jamie goes on about it the whole fucking time.
You know, because I like it. But, affirmation, words, acts of service, quality time.
Yeah.
Which is your one?
So mine's affection.
Yeah, I'm affection as
is
well.
It?
Yeah.
Tristan's is words. And so for me, if I'm upset, I need him to just go like that. Oh, you'll be fine. Like that sort of thing. Whereas his is not like that. So that's where we used to clash a lot.
Because you want to be touched and you want to be held and things like that. That's, yeah, see, it's tricky. And so then but then you have to understand each other's love.
Yeah, to really understand.
To really get it.
Yeah.
Mate, what do you think yours?
Yours is actually obedience, subservience, and what's the third one?
That I want them to be.
Great blowjobs. That's what you said to me. You went off book.
Great blowjobs.
But I do think it's really important and communication is so key. Relationships are not easy.
No, they're not.
They're really not easy.
But I see some people, I'm like, you don't look like you've ever had a fight in your life. And there I'm like arguing every other day. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's not true. I think most couples.
Instagram's a lie.
Some couples are just, they don't portray the right picture, I think.
Do you think that's what it is?
I think they don't show the bad side. It's good to show the bad side.
But I also then think some people are quite, in relationships, scared to say what they really think because they don't want to rock the boat. Whereas I'm not like that and Tristan's not like that. So we both, if something pissed off, we both said, like set to each other, if that makes sense.
I think a good thing is that if you've broken up with someone then you've got back together and not it's not out of like sheer panic or anything like that, it's actually just go, actually no, we can make this work.
Yeah.
And I feel like with Tristan, he's a good dude. Like he's a straightforward good guy. So I think maybe it would be even better this time around.
Yeah, I think it will. And I think when we actually did break up, I in the back of my head sort of didn't think it was 100% over.
Really? Okay, yeah. So you knew it. Yeah.
But
fine.
I think it does complicate, like it does having a relationship on TV. Is incredibly tricky, and I don't think people quite appreciate that. Like whether it's negative comments you get on social media, other cast members having a dig at your relationship. Like your relationship is up for judgment relentlessly, and after a while, it does take its toll. Yeah. And not everyone's as thick-skinned as like I can take a lot of things that people say because I really don't give a fuck if I don't know you.
Yeah.
But other people can be more sensitive towards it.
Yeah, you can be more sensitive, and also as you said, it's like when it's a constant jab,
the whole time,
it becomes so tough. And it's hard.
Mm.
Liv, I would say that you seem to be in like such a good place though. Like, which is really nice. Like, honestly, we haven't seen each other for a while, but you've been in such a good place.
Thanks, babe. Well, yeah, no, I am. Happy.
Don't worry about it.
Happy and selling my lube.
Yeah, just sell the lube. So just quickly before we go, so where can we get the lube? What's the website?
JomoLondon.com.
Is it out now?
No, it's launching in about 2 weeks.
How do you spell Jomo?
J-O-M-O.
J-O-M-O.
Jealous of my orgasm.
All right.
Is that what it is?
No, that's the unofficial name.
Yeah.
Jealous of my orgasm. Shit.
No one's going to be jealous of your orgasm. I heard it was awful.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Liv, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Guys, go and check out Liv on Instagram. Go and check out your lube. That's insane. Jomo, go and check it out. Liv, thank you so much. What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational. It's up to you to say whatever you want.
Go get laid.
There we go. Love it. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.